Hi, good morning. As all of you know, I like to have a pot of tea in the morning. I like to use a cup and a saucer. I like to use fresh tea leaves. And that's how I like my tea in the morning. But to stop the tea leaves coming into my cup, because that tastes disgusting, there's a special strainer inside my teapot. The other morning, I didn't put the strainer inside the teapot, but luckily, before I poured my tea out, I found my other strainer. Used it. No tea leaves in my tea bag. Amazing. Wonderful, I expect I can hear you saying, especially the people that don't like tea. Wonder why you're talking to me about that this morning. Well, God showed me something about the strainer. And he's saying it's like our prayers and our worship. And it's like our Bible reading and our time spent with him. And it's the things that we do to protect and strengthen ourselves during this time with coronavirus. We're not hiding ourselves or forgetting about what's happening, but it's a reminder to filter what we're allowing to enter our minds and enter our hearts. For me, I found that although I think that I should have had a lot more time to spend with God, really sad to say that actually I've spent less time with him. I've allowed some of the pressures and the fears and the I don't knows of the world to have more of my time than he's had. Now, I'm not saying that we should block out all of the news or not keep up to date with things that are happening, because that's really important and we must do that. But we should be aware just how much time we're letting it steal and how much energy we're letting it steal that we need for God. Anyway. You can pray over that thought over the week and see what happens with that. It was also really good this week to read from the readings from Isaiah, and especially the one I found from Isaiah 9, 2 to 7. Now, Isaiah was a prophet from the Old Testament, and, you know, he told us an awful lot of stuff about the coming of Jesus and what would happen when Jesus came. But we've got the privilege of knowing the Old Testament and the New Testament. So we're able to see and connect everything. We know what he said is true and came about. Verse that caught my attention this week was Isaiah 9, 5. I'm reading from the American Standard Version. For every boot of the booted warrior in a battle tumult and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. And I thought that was a strange verse to get my attention. But the battle tumult is the noise and the confusion, the things that go, that throw things into disorder. It's like the situation we find ourselves in today. And we're the warriors in this battle, fighting with our prayers and our acts of kindness and our words of hope to our friends and our family. We're fighting for our with our praise and our worship that tells the enemy that we're not defeated. We will not be put in a position of defense, but we stand and fight from a position of authority, and we know who we are in God. And we know that God will make good out of what the enemy is trying to do, is making evil. If we look and read from Isaiah verse 9:2, we can see that actually we no longer walk in darkness. We have seen the light of Jesus in our lives, and we know that Jesus referred to himself as the light of the world in John 8:12. And we carry his light with us always. Now, we can't physically go outside very much. And some of us actually can't go outside at all. But his light is still in us and still shines through us via the social media connections, via our phone calls, or however we're staying connected with the world. Via these meetings on Sundays. Via the Skype. If you missed it, go to Bible study on Fridays. Keep connected with people. Verse 3 from Isaiah 9 says, from the Message Version, You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. I think that this verse at this time calls to the people who don't know Jesus yet. It cries out that he is the way, the truth and the light. And as people search for an answer to what is happening now, I pray that they call out and find Jesus, that his nations will be increased and their ability to live in circumstances beyond their control will be filled with his joy. That's the opposite of stress and worry, but an ability to walk in peace and hope with Jesus at the centre of their lives. So why then every boot the booted warrior and every cloak rolled in blood? Why would that be for burning, fuel for the fire? Well, my own personal opinion, if the fire is to keep burning, then fuel needs to be added. That's truth. But if we are this time, if we've got to keep our own fires of faith and fires of love for God burning, so we have to fuel that ourselves almost. And this is done through our battles and prayers, through our connection with people, through our worship, our praise, and how we equip ourselves and what we declare over ourselves. As the fire burns, the flames get bigger and the smoke goes up. Revelation 8:4 tells us, the smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hand. Now the fire and the smoke of our prayers for our land, our families, our friends, the government, the prime minister, the workforces, a cure for the end and an end to the coronavirus is being heard and are powerful in bringing an end to this. So I encourage us all this week to pray, to praise and worship, to pray, to keep connected, to pray, to read our Bibles, to search and ask God what he is showing us, to pray and keep the fires of our heart burning bright. I know it's an old song, but from the words of Reed Collective, Burn Like a Star, send revival, start in us, set your holy spark in us, send us out in resurrection power, history's about to change, we are rising once again, send us out in resurrection power. We are aching for the real thing. Hearts are open wide. Burn like a star, like a fire in our hearts. Burn like a star, like a fire in our hearts. Let's be those open-hearted people this week and burn and keep a light for our Father in heaven and shine. God bless your week. Keep yourself safe. Let us know if you need anything. And from Romans 15:13, the Passion Version. Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope. I pray this blesses you and I pray you have a good week. I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.